The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. Welcome in. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Dr. Deb will join us again very soon. We miss her, and thank you for listening today. To join the show, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. In this hour, our guest expert is Ellie Krieger on the Food Network and the Cooking Channel. And her book is called Small Changes, Big Results, a wellness plan for 65 recipes for a healthy, balanced life full of flavor. And some of the top medical news stories of the week, they're all great. Dr. Mike, shall we begin?
Absolutely.
So join us on the show here today for any questions you may have. And some of the top medical stories of the week are very interesting. Let's talk about sugar. How about sugar? They say it's not obesity that causes diabetes. It's sugar. What can you tell us?
Well, this was an interesting study. Before I get there, let's go that obesity does cause some problems, even if it may not directly cause type 2 diabetes. This is a study that looked at for every 150 calories of sugar, there was a 1% increase in diabetic risk. So it was a multinational study, as large a study as you can get, and they looked at those areas where there were increased sugar, and people who took increased sugar, there were increased diabetes. Those places where they decreased the sugar after this increase had a decreased risk of diabetes. So sugar is thought to be a trigger directly for diabetes. We've talked about how it changes your protein. So if you get a high enough sugar level, and you get that from simple sugars, added syrups, and any grain that isn't 100% whole grain, that changes your proteins. So hemoglobin A1C, which is a measure of type 2 diabetes, is just a hemoglobin with a sugar in a specific position, the A1C position. And what it does is it makes that protein less effective at releasing oxygen. So it degrades the quality of the protein. Same thing it does inside your blood vessels. It degrades the quality of the grout that holds the tutile cells together. So it makes those cells less likely to stick together or less more likely to be injured. That's what starts the repair system, which is the fatty streak of atherosclerosis. So sugar, we know, has a direct injurious component to it when it gets too high. Obviously, saturated fat turns on some genes. We've talked about that, too. So it isn't sugar alone. There is a hazard from calories, too, but there's a direct hazard from getting your blood sugar level over about 110. And, Joe, there's a great other new system, if you will. You'll be able to attach a little device to your body and have your iPhone and see your blood sugar on every minute. It's a little chip that measures your blood sugar. You will get literally minute by minute or second by second readings of your blood sugar if you want it, so you'll know what any food is doing to it, and you'll be able to keep it below 110 pretty soon.
I kind of always wondered about that. They say don't check your blood pressure all, because it makes you a little bit paranoid. They say, you know, don't do it all the time because blood pressure can vary from minute to minute to second. Would you really want to keep track of your blood sugar all the time?
Well, I don't think you need to keep track of it all the time, but because most people's blood sugar will be below 100 and you'll get bored. But what you want to do is when you're eating, you might want to see, what does this food do to my specific blood pressure? What does it do if I have six walnut halves half an hour beforehand? That's actually one of the ideals, that six walnut halves half an hour beforehand slows your stomach from emptying. Since sugar is absorbed largely in the intestine, not in the stomach, you slow that rise in blood sugar so you don't, in fact, denature or render your proteins of less higher quality, of lesser quality. So that's a way of managing this, and we'll get a lot smarter. So just imagine if you're changing your proteins, if you get a blood sugar of, say, 140, you could always keep your blood sugar under 140 if you wanted to when you ate by just some simple tricks you'll learn.
I did some reading on this story before we went on the air today, and I think what I read was what they noticed was that when there was more sugar in the food supply, there were higher rates of diabetes in that country. As I said, they studied sugar consumption in about 175 countries over 10 years, and they noticed that in that country, no matter what the obesity rates were, and they said up to 40% of people of normal weight have the same exact metabolic problems as those who are obese. They're just not obese. So what I take out of that is, in other words, people who are of a normal weight but consume a lot of sugar could be sick and not even know it.
Well, could get sick.
Yeah, right.
And probably the reason this affects, again, is that sugar may affect the insulin receptor on the cells and render it less effective, so you develop metabolic syndrome or type 2 diabetes. And although this isn't hard and fast evidence, it's increasing evidence that those five food felons that we talked about in You on a Diet are really food felons. But remember, what I just said, Joe, is it's not the sugar you take in, it's the blood sugar you have. So we're going to be able to find ways. For example, just imagine you had a little device on your abdomen that measured your blood sugar on your iPhone. You'll be able to say, well, look, I can have that Coca-Cola, if you assume you want it, if I have, for example, six walnuts first, or if I have a whole grain piece of bread first because it absorbs the sugar or something. And you'll find out what you can do to still really enjoy food without it causing you those elevated levels. Now, saturated fat, that's the fat in four-legged animal fat, two-legged animal skin, palm and coconut oil, that changes your gene function, so you won't be able to, we don't expect, unless we figure out ways of blocking those changes to your genes, the switches that control your genes, will we be able to change that.
Listen, if anybody is new to you, Dr. Mike, here on Radio MD, or is new to the show, and you mentioned the five food felons, just to tell somebody who's new to the show, and we welcome new listeners all the time, the more the merrier. What are those five food felons?
They are added sugars, added syrups, and any grain that isn't 100% whole grain. So if it says made with whole grains, that can have made with whole grains be only 8%. So it's a pretty loose requirement. You got to look for made with just 100% whole grains. And then the other two are saturated fat, and as I said, that's four-legged animal fat, two-legged animal skin, palm and coconut oil, and trans fat. Those five things, as of now, we consider them felons, meaning they damage you and there's no redeeming feature in them. That is, you can get something that's got whole grains that tastes every bit as good. You can get something made with omega-3 fats or one of the other fats that's healthy that tastes every bit as good if you love that fat taste without getting any saturated or trans fat. So there are ways of doing it. We, in fact, we took out all the fryers at the Cleveland Clinic, and no one knew we had done it for 2.5 years till we changed the name on the food from, quote, fried, end quote, fried to baked.
The meat of a four-legged creature and the skin of a two-legged creature, right? You told me that before.
Right. Correct.
Interesting. All right, coming up after a little brief break, you're not going away because we'll come back with more of some of the other top medical news stories of the week. Do you indulge in late-night food cravings? You might, and there are some people who indulge in some bizarre late-night food cravings. How about that Mediterranean diet? You think that's good for you? We're going to talk about that. And how about some ways to control your health care costs with these new regulations going into effect about health care? We'll have some help and advice on what to do about that. Here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card. Good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Insure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza.
Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Yes, great way to refresh on a topic or a subject or a guest or something. Or if you miss a whole show or you'd like to rehear a segment, RadioMD.com. 34 after the hour, Ellie Krieger from the Food Network and the Cooking Channel. And the host of Healthy Appetite. Her book is called Small Changes, Big Results. And it's a wonderful book about recipes for a healthy, balanced life, full of flavor. She's on at 34 past the hour. I found an interesting thing in the dentist chair this week. I was sitting in the dentist chair waiting for a filling to harden, to be chiseled out, and I was reading Esquire magazine, because all well-heeled metrosexuals, Dr. Mike, read Esquire. So I went into toward the back of the magazine. They had kind of a tongue-in-cheek, irreverent one-page thing called Inside the Census, called Our Changing Nation, and how things have changed in this country over the past 10 years, from 2003 to 2013. And a couple of these are kind of funny. In 2003, the number of Twinkies in somebody's freezer, 6. In 2013, the number of Twinkies in somebody's freezer, 4.5 million. I thought that was pretty funny. Obviously, it's kind of an irreverent thing. The Twinkies are no longer made, so people have more Twinkies in their freezer now, right? Because nobody's making Twinkies.
4.5 million?
Again, but it's a tongue-in-cheek. It's just kind of a joke. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of an irreverent look at how many, you know, how things have changed in kind of an irreverent Saturday Night Live kind of way. And the number of chefs who get asked, and this ties in with her because she's on the Food Network, number of chefs who get asked for their autograph. 10 years ago, Wolfgang Puck, maybe. In 2013, 4,896. So I'll spring that on her when we get around at 34 past the hour. Ellie Krieger from the Food Network and Cooking Channel. But we had, and I'll ask her about this too, we had the cake boss here. I think he's on the Food Network here at the State Fair last summer. He drew 10,000 people, the cake boss. So these people, not only are they chefs, but they're the new television stars. So that's kind of interesting.
And the worrisome part about the cake boss is he's probably killed more people than he's helped.
Who else has been here? Guy Fieri from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, which is also on the Food Network, so Ellie probably knows him. And he drew a big crowd, too. But anyway, that'll be coming up in about 15 minutes. The Mediterranean diet is in the news again, and I haven't heard anybody talk poorly about that Mediterranean diet, because everything about it seems to be a good thing.
Well, this was a study in Spain where they tried to give a low-fat diet, and in contrast to that, they gave a diet that was rich in olive oil in one group or another group rich in walnuts. And they measured both the olive oil and walnuts. The consumption showed that those increased, and the people on those Mediterranean diets compared to the standard SAD, which is called Standard American Diet. It's also the Standard Spanish Diet, SSD, Standard Spanish Diet, had, despite being optimally medically managed, what I mean by that, they're on statin drugs, they've got their blood pressure under control, et cetera, the diet made a difference of 30% of heart attacks. Remember, we had one in December, a multinational study of 30,000 people. This was 7,400, but of 30,000 people that showed when they were optimally managed, adding diet changes represented a 40%. I don't think the diet they got was optimal, but you can do even better than what they got and lower the risk even more. I don't think any cardiologist could say that diet doesn't matter or not. Now, but remember, to get your cardiology boards, how much nutrition information, how much education and nutrition do you think you need, Joe?
How much nutrition information you need?
How much in other words, what percent of their training? You know, they have to put in they have to put in 25 defibrillators to get their cardiology board. They have to do something on the order of 75 stents if they want to do their cardiology boards. They have to see and take care of 50 patients with heart failure.
Mm-hmm.
How much nutrition do they have to have?
Have to have. I would think it's a low compared to the amount they would need to deal with this health issue we have. In terms of percent, right?
Yeah, or hours.
Hours, I'll say percent. Hours is kind of a difficult thing, although this would be difficult for me to answer as well. 15%.
Zero.
Wow.
Cardiologists require zero and have no questions on nutrition on their boards.
Good grief.
No, that's, and you wonder why we have a problem in America, right, or in the world. We're more interested in the number of procedures they do or the number of patients with heart failure they have than do they know anything about what appropriate diet is for their patients.
And doctors are probably more probably more prone to recommend medication, right,
It's much easier. I'm going to give you a pill. I don't have to teach you. I mean, that was one of the problems in this Mediterranean diet study. The control group was supposed to go to low fat. What did they do? They went from 39% to 37%, a long way from the recommended 10% for patients with cardiac risk factors or 6% of the Esselstyn diet. So they're a long ways away from ideal, and they literally, they gave them a handout. That's how they taught them, and a one-hour instruction in a group. Well, no wonder they didn't know what the heck they were doing to begin with.
Maybe every doctor's office needs a dietitian nutritionist in their office.
Well, they also need one that focuses, and we'll get into this with Ellie Krieger, who's on in a few times, small changes, big results, very rational diet. If you will, to teach people how easy it is and how good the food can be. So, but I think you need one, you know, a dietitian that's educated for this. When you hear some of the things that some of the nutritionists, in fact, even some of those authors we've had on our show, it scared me.
Yeah, the thing about medication is a doctor prescribes medication for blood pressure, cholesterol, there's that false sense of security that, you know, I've got the medication to fall back on, so if I'm out, I can eat, you know, the chicken wings or whatever it is.
Right, what this showed was that even when you're on ideal medication, even when your LDL cholesterol was ideally controlled and your blood pressure was ideally controlled from a standpoint of the number, you still had 30% lower risk of heart attacks, strokes, and deaths if you did this. And in fact, if you went on the Esselstyn or even our You on a Diet program, you would get much better. You probably would get a 70% reduction. That's how good those are. And the Esselstyn diet, he says that when they stick with the diet, it's virtually zero, meaning you decrease the heart attack, stroke, and death from heart disease risk almost to zero.
Give me a minute or two, Dr. Mike, before the break, and our guest at 34 past the hour on the value of calcium and vitamin D pills. Some questions about those.
Yeah, well, it reminds me of the study of aspirin. You know, aspirin got turned down by the FDA for the heart panel, and it got turned down by the breast cancer panel, and it got turned down by the colon cancer panel. And all of them showed a 40% reduction. It's only when you add them all together that the benefits overwhelm the risks. That's the same thing with vitamin D, and maybe with calcium, but calcium is a double-edged sword. So calcium, like the B vitamins, you know, we have all the, if you go and get one of those sports drinks, you often get extra B vitamins, and you get vitamin water, you get extra B vitamins. Well, they're probably not needed, and in fact, when you get too much B vitamins, you start to do damage to your nerves and to your brain and to your liver. Same thing with calcium, only not to those. It looks like you increase your risk of prostate cancer. The risk of prostate cancer obviously increases when you get more than 600 milligrams a day in supplements, not in food. Food is fine, so and the more the better probably. But same thing that happens with prostate cancer usually occurs with breast cancer, so we don't want people taking more than 600 milligrams of calcium. Vitamin D, get your level checked. Get it between 50 and 80 is my belief. For me, that takes 2,000 international units a day.
All right. We'll be back with our guest. She is Ellie Krieger from the Food Network and the Cooking Channel. And she's got a wellness plan for you with recipes for a healthy, balanced life full of flavor. Small changes, big results. You can do it. You can handle it. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, email for Dr. Mike. Here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only one in five girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now.
The words you say to her today.
Can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Snowboarding is a popular winter sport. Snowboards look like big skateboards made from fiberglass and plastic. Snowboarders ride their boards much the way surfers do, steering by shifting their body weight. Most can reach speeds up to 40 miles per hour. Twice as many injuries happen to snowboarders as skiers. The most common injuries are to the wrist, usually when snowboarders use their arms to break a fall. The American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend this sport for children under age 7. For older children, make sure the snowboard fits the child. An easy way to determine this is to make sure the board stands no higher than the child's nose. Children should always wear helmets and gloves with built-in wrist guards, and they should resist trying advanced stunts or dangerous tricks until they've mastered all the basic snowboarding skills. And for more information on your child's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Guest expert time, Ellie Krieger from the Food Network and Cooking Channel. As the host of Healthy Appetite, she's the author of New York Times best-selling cookbooks, The Food You Crave and So Easy, as well as Comfort Food Fix. And her latest book is called Small Changes, Big Results. A wellness plan for 65 recipes for a healthy, balanced life full of flavor, revised and updated, and published by a division of Random House by Clarkson Potter Publishers. Hey, well, welcome in, Ellie. Thank you for joining us here today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I want to share something I shared with you. I shared it with Dr. Mike a couple of minutes ago before I went on the air. Latest issue of Esquire magazine and kind of a satirical look at how things have changed over the past 10 years. Kind of a funny thing, and nothing, you know, it's just a satirical look, and they talked about the comparisons of what things are like now compared to 10 years ago. For example, 2003, the number of chefs who got asked for their autograph, Wolfgang Puck, maybe. In 2013, 4,896. So it just goes to show you how popular cooking shows have become, where you can't go anywhere now. Matter of fact, I think Guy Fieri was here from at the State Fair recently, as was the Cake Boss, and they drew 10,000 people. So you indeed are not only experts, but pretty popular people among viewing audiences.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. I mean, I think it's really inspiring a lot of people to be more open-minded about different kinds of foods and trying different things, especially younger people, especially kids. So it's, I think it's a really wonderful opportunity to reach people that certainly wasn't here 10 years ago. And it's funny that you say 10 years ago, because this book actually is in its revised edition, and I originally wrote it about 8 years ago. And one of the reasons why I wrote it is because although the plan is basically evergreen, the world has changed so much in 8 years that it's remarkable. I mean, at the time that I initially wrote it, you couldn't buy Greek yogurt in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling people to pick up their Walkman, you know, as a tool to inspire their workout. So that was not that long ago. So it is really amazing how our culture changes.
And even Paula Dean is cooking healthy now, so that's a good thing. Here's Dr. Mike.
So I was going to ask you the two reasons, because I thought they were well woven into the book, which is, as you said, was the iPhone or the iPad and the Greek yogurt. But let me go and ask you some questions that we've gotten on the email line, and anyone can email us at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. And first question is, what do you look at first on the nutrition label?
Oh, that's easy. The ingredients. Because really, to me, I want to know, what is this food made of? What is in it? And to me, I think it's important to be aware of numbers and numbers of calories and saturated fat especially and so on, and sodium. I think the most important thing you can look at is, what is this food made of? Because sometimes you can really look at the numerical aspect of the food and it can look just fine, but then when you look what it's made of, it's really just some kind of refined puff corn with a bunch of vitamins thrown in it, or a artificially sweetened beverage with a bunch of vitamin C in it, and it looks fine numerically. So I think really looking at it from a whole food perspective is really key to wellness.
And you look at, so the first thing you want to see is if it's made largely with a whole food, when will you not get it? Let's say it's a package of tomato sauce, and forget that you or cook, but let's just say you want a tomato sauce in a jar. What would be the
deal
reason?
What's the deal breaker?
Yes.
Yeah, and tomato sauce is probably the least offensive possibility, because typically, okay, they might put in. So what I would look for, just to turn it to a little positive, I would look for it to be made with things that I would make it out of. So when I'm cooking tomato sauce, I use tomatoes, I use olive oil, I use some garlic and some herbs. Okay, fine. So that's what I would look for on the chart.
And if it had added sugar, the added sugar would be a deal breaker for me. Would it be for you?
You know, it wouldn't be a total deal breaker. I wouldn't buy it probably, but a little bit of added sugar, sometimes the tomatoes, to me that just tells me they're using inferior tomatoes. If it was the only thing on the shelf and I was hungry and my options were very limited, it wouldn't be a complete deal breaker. Things that are deal breaker for me really are more artificial added fake things, because at least sugar, however highly processed, it's essentially coming from a real source.
Except that it is one of the five food felons. But I'll come back to that if we get a chance.
Yeah,
later.
And I agree with you on that. I mean, I do not.
One of the things I love about this book is that it is a progressive plan for wellness, and you start almost the same way we do, which is with a pedometer, and you go through what you look for in a pedometer, and you go through the magic of 10,000 steps. So I want to congratulate you on that. How did you happen to develop this as a full, in other words, this came before the cookbooks, but has a lot of recipes, obviously, in it. How did you happen to develop this? Because this is, we should say, and you did say, this is a revision from your 2005 outstanding book.
Thank you. Yes. So I'm a registered dietitian. I got my master's in nutrition education, and I was in private practice for many years. And what was so fascinating to me And I always loved to cook, so that was always an element for me, you know, taking a food-centric, a culinary approach. But when I was working with clients, and I know, I'm sure this is the same experience as you've had with working with patients, I call them clients in my nutrition business, but I realized really wellness is a three-legged stool. You can't just pull out one factor, like what they're eating, and expect their life to change or expect them to really make changes that's going to last. So I, for example, I had one client who would eat, more than one client, but one in particular, that was eating just because of stress, at her desk, constantly eating. So we could look at, okay, the behavior of that eating and maybe change, and instead of chips, maybe have carrots or whatever. But ultimately, if we didn't discuss and come to terms with and deal with the stress aspect of it and what's happening and what is an alternative way for her to deal with stress, then we weren't ultimately going to get anywhere for the long term. So I started to really, really realize this was all woven together, and that's where this book came from. It was really the way I would work with my clients with this three-pronged approach where it's nutrition, it's lifestyle issues like stress and sleep and all of this stuff, and then it's also being active. And being an active person in your life, which is based on this walking program, it also incorporates going when you're on vacation, you know, maybe rent a bicycle instead of taking a van tour or, you know, things like this so that you start to really change your way of thinking about being an active person who enjoys movement.
Now, Bridget wanted me to ask you, as a mom, you understand the importance of modeling good behavior for your kids. For parents out there, what are some of the best behaviors for them to model for their children?
I'm glad you use that word model, because I do find that it's what we do that's so much more important than what we say. So I think it's so important to make family meals a priority. And sometimes it doesn't, you know, evenings can get hectic or whatever. It doesn't have to be every single night. Sorry, go ahead.
No, keep going.
Well, we need to take a break, Mike. Let's have her finish that answer. If we can get that in after the break, we'll be back. So she has a full time to dedicate to that answer. And more of what we're going to talk to Ellie about. Ellie Krieger is a TV personality. She's on the Cooking Channel as the host of Healthy Appetite. And her book we're talking about is called The Revised and Updated Version of Small Changes, Big Results. It's a wellness plan with 65 recipes for a healthy, balanced life full of flavor. If you want to buy it, we hope you do. Pick it up at from Clarkson Potter Publishers. It's a division of Random House Publishers. Hey, don't forget Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip coming up before the end of the hour. And more with Ellie Krieger straight ahead on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen right here on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet-related. Cleansing opens a door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's dherbs.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. While planning gifts for your children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews this holiday season, don't forget about toy safety. Toys need to match a child's abilities, so always check the manufacturer's age recommendations on the toy first. In general, toy parts should be much larger than the child's mouth to prevent injuries, including choking. To avoid serious eye or ear injuries, steer clear of toys that shoot small objects into the air or make loud noises. The eyes, nose, and other small parts on soft toys and stuffed animals should be securely fastened. If a toy comes with instructions, make sure you read and demonstrate them to the child and make sure she understands the proper way to use the toy. And note, never buy hobby kits such as chemistry sets for any child younger than 12. For more tips on keeping your holidays safe with your children and family, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galuski.
With Ellie Krieger, the host of the show Healthy Appetite on the Cooking Channel, and her book is revised and updated, Small Changes, Big Results, a wellness plan with 65 recipes for a healthy, balanced life full of flavor. It's published by Clarkson Potter Publishers. Here's Dr. Mike again. Dr. Mike.
So where we were, and by the way, the website is www.ellie.krieger.com. You can find the books there as well as other great recipes and information. Ellie, we were talking about modeling behavior for kids.
Yes, and I think, so first off, really sitting down and eating together. I mean, your kids are learning from watching you. They're learning how to have a conversation at the table. They're learning what's expected of them at the dinner table. So sitting together, whether it's dinner, breakfast, lunch, that's going to make all the difference. Also cooking together, making food not a should or you have to or a negative thing, but making it a beautiful, exciting exploration with them and letting it be as hands-on as possible. It really makes a difference. And then, of course, you are the gatekeeper. If you don't keep junky food in the house, your child, for the most part, will not eat junky food. So I think understanding this gatekeeper role is really important.
I should read. I love the action summaries you have. You have action summaries for each of the weeks in the program. And one of them, I'm just going to read one of them at week 12, which is at the end. Says eating well, shop to replenish your healthy pantry, eat regular meals and snacks, stopping when you're at 7 on the hunger scale, and you refer to that scale you have in the book, drink enough to stay well hydrated, including at least 5 glasses of water, and a maximum of 1 sugary drink a day. I would say no sugary drinks, but that's a use healthy fats for cooking, dressings, and spreads, eat 2 to 4 servings of fruit, and 3 servings of vegetables a day, etc. there just is a wonderful thing that doesn't only talk about food, but talks about exercise and journal writing and getting fit and feeling good and how you do that. And it's a very, very nice action plan-oriented book, so people should see this. It's just
Thank
wonderful.
You. And the idea is that it should be doable. I think people, they kind of know, okay, they know they're supposed to eat more vegetables. They know they're supposed to eat healthy oils for the most part. But how do you actually do this? So really, I see this book and my role is to help people bridge this gap between knowing and doing. And I think this idea of small changes can really be effective because people are often paralyzed by the idea of change. They feel like they have to do everything at once, and they feel very overwhelmed. So the idea here is to break it down into really, excuse the pun, bite-sized pieces.
Well, and in fact, one of the recipes, I usually cook two or three of the recipes of each of the books when we have recipes in from our guests. So I can tell you one of the things I love doing is cooking quinoa and trying it with different things. And so you have a really easy recipe of a quinoa pull-off with almonds and apricots, which even any doc should be able to cook.
Yes, I think so. You know what? I am a home cook, really, and I'm a busy mom kind of thing, so I come to it from that perspective. It needs to be doable, and there needs to be a sense of ease about it, not fussy. And so, yeah, sometimes on a weekend I'll make a big lasagna or something more elaborate, but honestly, it needs this in this book, it's everyday food that is all really meeting these, helping you, are essentially tools to help you make these changes.
And you go through a whole bunch of things on gluten-free versus non-gluten-free, vegetables, regular meat, and so you have the classic always, sometimes, rarely attitude in the book. Explain that.
Yeah, so I think one of the other issues that I think we have in our culture is people tend to be very extreme. And for me, the minute you tell me I can never have something again, suddenly it really takes on that forbidden fruit aspect. And some people that works, you know, to really draw that line in the sand. For many people, that just makes them want it more, and it creates this kind of desire for the thing that's disproportionate. So I found it to be very effective to have this usually, sometimes, and rarely list. And the usually foods, they are the backbone of all the recipes in the book. They're the backbone of what you should be eating and enjoying. And enjoyment is a key word here because it's all really delicious food. And so those are the foods that you talk about all the time, that whole grains, fruit, whole fruits, vegetables, healthy fats, fish, beans, nuts, seeds, low-fat dairy, and so on. And then the sometimes foods might be a little bit more refined. So, for example, or an added, or not as high in nutrients. So maybe it's honey or an added sweetener like that, or like maple syrup that's not super refined, but it's still basically sugar. Maybe it's a chicken thigh that's a little bit more high in saturated fat. Or maybe
we should say the book is Small Changes, Big Results, and it's www.elliekrieger.com. Joe, thank you very much for being with us, Ellie.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Dr. Mike and Joe, and be well, both of you.
Thank you, Ellie.
Joe.
Thank you, Ellie. Thank you, Dr. Mike. Let's finish off the hour with Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, M.D.,
and this tip is a wonderful one, yoga. And by the way, in Ellie's book, she goes through a nice yoga routine. Yoga helps you feel happy, ease pain, and get better sleep. You don't have to be Gumby flexible or olive oil skinny to savor the deep down benefits of yoga. Almost anyone in any shape at any age can do this 5,000-year-old fitness art. Joe, even you and I can do it. And you can impress your doctor with the results. We docs routinely bust a few simple poses in order to stay slim and stress-free. Mehmet and I both do it every morning in a 5- or 10-minute routine. Like us, you can do it without twisting like a pretzel. just take advantage of two hot new yoga trends. First, more and more serious science is backing up something that anyone who's done a sun salutation has felt intuitively. Yoga packs impressive mind-body perks. It can ease everything from chronic pain and stiff knees to low moods and poor sleep. Second, there's an avalanche, literally an avalanche of new classes, DVDs, books, adopting this limb-stretching, brain-stimulating practice to suit everybody. Even my friend John has done it to improve his golf game. The overweight, inflexible, arthritic, and downright klutzy, as well as those coping with medical conditions from high blood pressure to osteoporosis to cancer, can do it. As one publication has recently put it, yoga is now an equal opportunity pleasure. If there isn't a perfect for you yoga class in your neighborhood yet, jump online. With names like Big Yoga, Heavyweight Yoga, and Yoga for the Rest of Us, there are stacks of Show Me DVDs and How to Book that can help you do yoga your way. And by the way, there are free areas at DrOz.com. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.